Robin weighs in on 2019 workplace trends and 2020 predictions.
How do you think companies will continue to focus on the employee experience in 2020? Both Sam and Jackie anticipate organizations will focus on employees by way of creating more personalized experiences at work. Sam believes, getting to know what each individual employee needs based on their role or location and then figuring out ways to unblock more parts of their day, is how orgs will create more people-centric workplaces. Jackie thought similarly, adding, companies are going to have to start incorporating more customizable experiences in the details of day-to-day work, from choosing what kind of desk setup you want to what kind of locker you'd prefer, things like that. Nobody is going to work at a startup because they have free lunch and a ping pong table anymore. Emily honed in on how employers need to personalize the employee experience through more flexible policies. As space becomes more limited, companies will have to be able to do more with the space that they have. Cole Bryan agreed that keeping people in the office may not be that easy of a task. Right now, there's no one clearly responsible for this. I think you'll see more workplace or employee experience-centric titles. Some of those will be brand new role, but a lot of them will be a relabeling of roles that have evolved over the last decade, but now, workplace experience won't be fourth down on the resume. What direction do you think the great #OpenOffice debate will take in 2020? While the topic of employee experience offered more varied perspectives and different hypotheses from the Robin crew when it came to the open office, our interviewees came to a pretty clear consensus. It's not going anywhere. Despite the typical negative associations that often come with the open office, more sick days, noise, lack of privacy, everyone thought the open office would only improve.